is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a hazardous weather outlook in effect for the area. Light snow possible early today, expecting less than an inch, but further east into the Black Hills area could see more. A lawsuit claiming that the selection process used by the state to choose a superintendent of public education is unconstitutional has been filed against Governor Mark Gordon. The lawsuit was filed in federal court on behalf of former state Speaker of the House Tom Lubnow, who is from Gillette, and 15 others. The group also requested a restraining order against Governor Gordon, which would prevent him from filling the open position for at least another 2 weeks. The governor can't make a selection until a ruling on the motions occurs. Despite the lawsuit, the GOP has selected 3 candidates and has submitted them to the governor for consideration. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A hazardous weather outlook is in effect for the area. Light snow possible early today, expecting less than an inch, but further east into the Black Hills area could see more. Although there's no timeline yet, the Energy Capital Sports Complex could be expanding in the future. City staff are working on revising the master plan for the complex. The News Record reports that at a city council retreat at the end of the year, the updated master plan for the next phase of expansion was presented by the city's Development Services Director, Rye Mazzarelli. The next phase would add a 4th multi-use turf field and another cluster of softball fields. The 2 additions would cost about $10 million. The Ava Arts Center is celebrating a big anniversary with its 20th annual art auction fundraiser tomorrow at the Camplex Energy Hall from 6 to 10 p.m. More information at avacenter.org. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.